Remembering the Future, The Physics of the Soul and Time Travel. Preface. The universe is the mathematical sum of the intentions of every sentient being in it. There are a little more than 6 billion realities alive on the Earth at the publishing of this book. In the year 2015, when I wrote this book, there are nearly 7.9 billion. Every one of them is perfect for the being who observes it. Regardless of whether sentient beings are conscious, they are conscious or not. The formula cannot be usurped by any force. Not even God, or a whole host of gods, can change that. The free intention of any being is the charge and right of that being to exercise it to his or her will. Should God change the intention of a single sentient being, the entire universe would collapse. The consciousness that holds energy together to form matter would be destroyed forever, at least for this eternity. After nearly 30 years of scientific research and engineering, I became highly trained in analyzing complex processes. Classically educated as a physicist in instrument analysis, I learned to appreciate the nuances of the observation effect. As Nicolas Cage's character stated in the opening narration of the movie Next, the future changes just because you looked at it. The purpose of this book is to awaken the reader to the idea that everything, past, present, and future, can be affected by the intention of a single sentient being. The extent of that effect is as variable as the number of sentients in the set of numbers for each of us is different. It isn't designed to bury you in math formulas, although I had to include some to more thoroughly explain some of the relationships. Although some controversial concepts, such as entangled particle theory, are added to show that we have a basis in physics for the law of attraction, I think you'll understand it just fine. There is an awakening of sorts taking place in the community of physicists around the world. The inclusion of consciousness in the transition of energy to matter is finally reaching the lectern, having finally made its way past the high priests of science. It is also included in this book as we are about to reveal a stunning mathematical tool that will finally unlock the secret of manifestation. No two sentient beings are exactly the same, nor are their realities the same. Even twins and soulmates are different souls, and therefore not equal in their stimulus upon the universe. Of course, should millions, or even billions of sentient beings, such as humans, for instance, apply their intention in a focused and coordinated manner, there is absolutely no limit to what could be created, or, for that matter, destroyed. The more sentient beings that are added to the set, the more stable the population becomes. That is to say, unless members of that population become self-aware and empowered to rock the boat a little. One thing must be made absolutely clear. The beings of Earth, whether they were born here or are just visitors, have a choice and a responsibility. Don't think for a moment you have to march inexorably down the path of eschatology to Armageddon. When you are done with this book, you will all realize that we can all choose a new path to a world far away from the woes of the prophets. There is no blasphemy in this, I can assure you. The very prophecies given to us were warnings as to what would happen if we did not change our ways. Nothing in the scriptures says there is no way we cannot get out of this alive. On the contrary, not only can we get out of this alive with all of our memories and accomplishments, we can also live while we are here. We are 100% responsible for our own life condition. I taught advanced biblical scholars for more than 30 years and faced every conceivable argument for the points made in this book. They hold true and have passed the test. There are thousands of self-help books on the market. They may each have their merits. You want the tools you need to personally stop the cycle of failure in your life and move toward success. Don't you? I'll try to bring this to you as easily as I can, but there's not much time. Some of this is complicated to explain. That's why other self-help books haven't been what you're looking for. This book will give you tools and revelations that are true and powerful in learning to work the law of attraction. The contents of this book are still considered paranormal in this day. That's why I am uniquely qualified to write this book. It required a single mind of a physicist, a statistician, a mathematician, and a writer who can tell the story to the average person. It also required a discovery of how, out of the chaotic universe, order and beauty arises beyond description. You will receive the benefits of my discovery in this book. There is a need for enlightened and awakened people producing positive energy and success. The world needs thousands of you. Millions would be better. In here, you will learn how to access and thus affect your life energy with purpose and direction, and when to make the move. You will also learn about the tool of clearing. When a person fails at something, they often say, "I will never do that again," or they may declare, "I will never allow that to happen again." In fact, they have already sent out the energy to guarantee that they will in fact do it again and again. They may proceed in business or love or in any sort of pursuit of happiness to the same place and fail over and over again. Most people will say something like, "Well, the powers that be just don't want me to have that." Another favorite I hear is, "If it is meant to be, then I guess I'll be successful. If it's not meant to be, then I guess I won't." The notion that the universe has a destiny for each person, a sort of teleology from which they are powerless to deviate, has been the ploy of governments and religions since the dawn of time. It is also categorically false. This book may also bring you to your remembrance. I hesitated to use the word discovery because you already knew this, that you are an eternal being having a mortal experience. You are not the calcium and protein filled with water that warms your bicycle seat. You may have been born like most mammals, spewing amniotic fluid, gasping for air, and reeling from the cold shock of evaporation against your skin. You may feel your world as a cold or hot thing of pleasure or pain through the billions of electrical sensors on your skin. You may experience your environment like a chaotic smoothie poured into your head through delicately designed tympanic stereo. But it isn't like that at all. The nano world that fits into a mere three dimensions is only a comma in a 24-volume set of instruction manuals for reality. The being that makes up the person you are is only temporarily occupying solid matter in the form of your physical body. The real you is older than you can imagine. In fact, the entire universe is folded up inside of each and every human soul in the universe. It is only a total agreement between every sentient being in the universe. If one sentient being were to leave this universe, the entire composition would collapse back into the void and have to start all over again with a new total set of intelligences in agreement. You will learn in this book that the Big Bang never happened. The universe is still a singularity, with all the matter, both seen and unseen, still packed into zero distance and zero time. You must realize before you lay this book down that you are Source. You are a particle of God. You must not believe for another moment that you are separate from Source. God you were, and God you always will be. Not to rule or lord over the masses, but to serve. Religions have been working since the dawn of civilization to build and control congregations by telling people that they cannot get to heaven unless they are members in good standing of their religion. They sing about love, but they preach one universal message: fear. Fear is around 40 times more powerful than love at manifesting the future. A young mother who had terminal cancer approached a dear friend of mine who was a Catholic priest. She was bewildered as to why she was going to die. It wasn't fair. She had prayed every day since she was a little girl, after her mother died of cancer, that she would not get cancer. With kindness of an absolute saint, he said, "My God, woman, I would be completely shocked if you had lived your life thus far without getting cancer. You manifested it with your own fear." The universe does not discriminate. It cannot. The program has rules in order to exist, and this is a rule. Whatever energy is sent out to the universe from a sentient being will vibrate everything that will sympathize with that energy. If you send fear out into the universe, then products of fear are what you may reap. If you send out products of love, then that is what you may reap. One word of great advice here: it does not matter how you are loved by others. It only matters how you love them. Do not be surprised if you aren't loved by everyone. Even Jesus had enemies. In order for you to work the law of attraction to its fullest positive effect, you are strongly advised to master loving everyone, beginning with yourself. You must love yourself. You will learn more about this further along in the book. You have eons of experience, and that means you may have learned many things through those experiences over countless mortalities of one kind or another, and have forgotten them. Although all experiences are for a person's expansion and growth, they can also establish patterns or habits or scripts that form blockages in the flow of energy. This simple principle was written into every scripture in the world, and then steadily and nearly completely erased from every page. Eternity doesn't start when you die. The truth is that it already started, and we're probably somewhere in the middle of it. Without the threat of eternal death, would anyone voluntarily surrender their sovereignty to a priest or a pastor? The construction of these blockages or mirrors is done by the individual. They form an echo wall that short-circuits a person's life force over and over again. The presence of these wall surfaces acts like a mirror, reflecting the life energy instead of letting it flow through to fulfill the person's dream. When conducted by a clearing practitioner, clearing is effective at removing these blockages or mirrors. That means the obstacles to the flow of life energy can be skillfully identified or removed forever. Although people may profess to do clearing in one workshop or another for groups of people, clearing is a one-on-one process during which people are changed forever. There's no workshop high that wears off a week or two after the event is completed. Clearing is a permanent life change. When a person's life energy is allowed to flow freely, his or her intentions can be fully empowered. The intentions of a human being are the most powerful creative forces in the universe. In fact, they are the creative forces in the universe. That means if you ever wondered about the identity of the Creator, take some serious time and look in the mirror. Look into your own soul. Manifestation is the literal creation process of a human soul. Each soul has all the potential and tools of godhood built into it. One of the most spiritual, important things a person can do is remember who they are and that their potential is absolutely unlimited. Then that person needs the toolbox to do the work of creation. This is what this book is about. Millions of people were convinced the law of attraction was functional throughout the universe and would apply to anything they wished to accomplish. What they lacked were the tools to meet the conditions of the law. They put their pictures up on their refrigerator doors. They dreamed and hoped and wished and cried. But not enough energy could be mustered to turn the planet. This is why I wrote this book and brought it back in the year 2010. The provision of these tools, along with the desire of millions of souls to reap the wealth of the universe, will be enough to redirect mankind away from where it is now in the year 2015. I can't give you all the details, but believe me when I tell you it is vital to the condition of Earth that the planet achieves a critical mass of cleared and functional souls at the empowerment level for Earth to survive. With the momentum that swelled in the year 2010 with the secret marketing effort, I strongly felt it was necessary to move our start date back to that year. If a message of awareness could be constructed in the past, utilizing the momentum of the secret, I felt it was possible to empower enough human beings in time to avoid the events prior to the year 2015. You are about to take a journey. It's the same journey I took. In traveling with me, you will be able to see how detailed you can see the past and the future. And I don't mean just the past of this current mortality. I also don't mean a single future. When you open up to the potential of all potentialities, you may see just where you fit in the best. When you finish the book, you will have learned how to visit future and the past. Remember what you envisioned and bring back that information to the past, which is the present. That ability will change the direction of your life and thus the course of planet Earth. Read and grow, friends. We need you.